Monday, September 8th, 2008. Ma is giving it all away to the public. President Ma Ying-jeou's diplomatic truce is all about showing China too much goodwill and offering too many compromises. The government is voluntarily restricting its freedom of movement without getting anything in return. This looks more like capitulation than a truce. The advantage of Taiwan and China not pursuing each other's diplomatic allies is that a lot of resources are saved. But it doesn't mean that both sides gain equal benefits, since they are far from equal in terms of leverage. The loss of a few small diplomatic allies would not cost China much sleep, but for Taiwan, its tiny band of allies underpins its claims to statehood under international law. If Taiwan stops trying to develop diplomatic relationships, China will have a lot of room while Taiwan will be moving one step closer to the edge. Diplomacy is supposed to protect and promote Taiwan's existence and dignity. Taiwan cannot afford to expose its national interests to so much risk or to try to measure the value of its sovereignty. Some things shouldn't be sold because they are as valuable as life itself. There should never be the slightest hint that the possibility that Taiwan has tried to sell or exchange its sovereignty or even worse, give it away for free. Sovereignty must not be a bargaining chip because that would put Taiwan on the road to extinction. Without the moral courage to insist on this point, even our self-respect will vanish. A country willing to use its sovereignty as a bargaining chip will not win the respect of its opponent, nor will it gain international support. Taiwan's effort to join the UN has also weakened noticeably, and it now seems to be a perfunctory matter. It was extremely disappointing to see both the presidential office and the cabinet defend the oppressive comments by Chinese ambassador to the UN, Wang Guangya, regarding Taiwan's UN hopes, rather than showing some moral fiber and sticking to their position. China continues to use its carrots and stick approach, but all Taiwan has is a weak defense. Seeing this cowardly reaction, why should Beijing be bothered with anything Taiwan has to say? If Taiwan's leaders are unwilling to speak up for the nation, its diplomatic allies are certain to stop speaking up on Taiwan's behalf too. If both Taiwan and China want a cross-strait diplomatic truce, it is only right that the stronger party make some goodwill gestures first. Why should the weaker party make all the compromises? Since Taiwan is the underdog, it must act with utmost caution. The seesaw diplomatic battle over recognition may have come to a temporary halt, but Taiwan cannot give up its diplomatic efforts before having achieved some concrete results That would be both dangerous and stupid. The Ma administration is afraid of offending China and even more afraid of criticizing Beijing because any of its political achievements seem to be utterly dependent on Chinese cooperation. What's worse, top decision makers seem to lack both idealism and theoretical grounding, because they also are completely disconnected from reality. They appear weak and cowardly on one hand, and to be acting unilaterally on the other, surrendering national sovereignty without getting anything in return and calling it a show of goodwill will only lead to the destruction of the nation.